To Fran for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. That's coming as a result of the Recovery Idol. So you guys think you got a Recovery Idol? Go ahead and send it in, and we'll play it. We'll play every single one of them. Welcome to Recovery. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAO, ACA, GAPA, SLA, SLAA, CRRR, DRA, HAPA, LBA, or any of the M-A's. No F and A, nothing. Welcome to Recovery 101.
Or any of the Anons.
My name is Bruce B. As always with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
Shelly, why don't you give me one of those Milano melts right there?
The cookies that Connor brought us?
Dude. Yeah. They're interesting.
For me, basically, but I told him I couldn't eat them all because they're, like, high in calories.
12 million
yeah.
calories?
Well, they're not really that bad. They're... One cookie is 70 calories.
One cookie is 70 calories?
Uh-huh.
What? Is that bad? I don't know.
No, that's not bad.
That's pretty low, actually.
It's got a chocolate outside with like a creamy fudge chocolate filling.
It's got something dark and creamy inside.
Insert Pepperidge Farm ad here.
Yeah. Because Pepperidge Farm remembers. Pepperidge Farm remembers. That's awesome.
Which puts it a whole step above us.
Well, you know.
Because we don't remember Jack Dooley squat.
Yeah, that's true. So...
Yes.
So get out of my
way.
What?
Get out of my way. You know what time it is?
It's time for you to get out of my way.
It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay.
Fran said in the song, we got the doo-doots.
We got them.
Goodness, sorry, I had a little coughing fit there.
Fran, those doo-doots are just for you.
Let's see, we'll do shout-outs to... everybody, let's see. Phil, Bill, Fran, Sarah, Robert, Deborah. Let's throw in some other random people. How about Maggie and Chris? We haven't done a shout-out to Chris. And Howard. We haven't done a shout-out to Howard lately. Frank?
I don't know who Frank is. I'm just making up a name.
Shout-out.
We had a Frank story once.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. He hasn't said anything since then. Donald?
Let it all out.
Let's see. Oh, it went back to the beginning, so now I have to scroll down to my...
Scroll away.
Scroll. Okay.
Why?
That's
riveting for the listener at home.
Okay, if you are a drug dealer and you're setting up a score, it might not be a good idea to bring along your toddlers. In Cobb County, and I'm not
supposed to hide the drugs.
Cobb County, I think that's in Georgia.
Diapers.
Shayla. Jamie Sutherland, 28 years old, was arrested on multiple charges after police said her two young children got hold of a loaded shotgun left in the back seat of a minivan as she and another woman dealt drugs from the front seat outside of a Rite Aid drugstore. One of the children discharged the shotgun, which unfortunately soured the drug deal that was going on.
Yeah, that puts a crimp in things.
Yeah.
No one was actually hurt.
Oh, well, that's good.
The gun discharged into the roof of the minivan.
Can you imagine doing the drug deal in the front seat and suddenly hearing a shotgun blast?
From behind?
Yeah, from behind. Yeah, that'll do it. I wonder how much crap got spilled on the floor.
Wonder how much crap got spilled in their shorts.
I'm thinking maybe the kids were a little ticked off about Mom's career choice. However,
I think they were just playing.
They were probably. She's lost the children, not just because... There was a loaded shotgun with two small children in the backseat of a minivan where she was dealing drugs, but also because upon the discharge of the shotgun, she left the van and left the children in the van. with
that's
the shotgun.
That's a survival thing.
She ran away. She ran into Rite Aid and hid in the aisles.
You can't fault somebody for that. That's a survival thing. Personally, I'd protect the kids, but you know what? They don't raise parents the way they used to.
No.
No, they don't. Okay, you guys remember, this was like a year ago, or maybe more, when the Burmese pythons were invading the Everglades in Florida?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Florida has a new invader. They are giant African snails. They can grow up to 10 inches long and 4 inches wide.
Ooh, baby.
That's an escargot, baby.
That, yeah. There's not enough garlic in the world for as many of these things as they've got there. They eat at least 500 different types of plants. They lay 1,200 eggs a year. And ooh, they carry a strain of meningitis.
Oh, that's what I want on my plate.
Yeah.
I love the movie The Jerk. Waiter, there are snails on her plate. The guy's like, yeah, it's escargot. Take them away.
Okay, let's see. What are you doing? Oh. Linda Vaughn of Bellevue.
I don't know her. Who is that?
That's Ricky Vaughn's wife and...
No, it's not.
Major League.
No. Oh, well, okay. Linda Vaughn of Bellevue. This is near Orlando.
Wild thing.
Near Orlando.
Florida.
Thank you.
Florida!
She's been accused of holding a 34-year-old friend against her will. She made sexual advances toward her friend, lit a cigarette, burned the woman's wrist, and then tried to burn her hair before taking her money, her ID, and her credit card.
I didn't even know what part of your body your will was until she said it was a sexual thing.
Well, you know, and this is her friend...
Well, they were friends.
I was going to say, didn't it start off with your friend?
Yeah, she held her tightly against her will.
Yes, yeah. they were friends, but they're not now. Finally, the friend refused her sexual advances, and then Vaughn got angry and made her start licking a wound on her arm.
Can't we all just get along?
Well, not if you want me to lick wounds on your arm, we can't. Yuck.
Is there a video of this?
No, that I could tell. It was just a picture of the woman.
Is she ugly?
Well, I don't know. She doesn't exactly sit out on the front porch and howl at the moon at nights, but she's not, you know, a prize winner.
Wow. That's a very diplomatic statement right there. I have a feeling that means she was butt ugly.
I was just talking to the moon.
Okay. Well, speaking of howling like a dog, a little segue there for you.
We'll give you background vocals on that.
Merrily Schwartz, 51.
Rolled along.
What?
Rolled along.
Rolled the law?
Merrily. She rolled along.
Oh, Merrily. Well, not anymore. She got arrested. Ah. She got arrested for harassing her neighbors. It was a disorderly intoxication charge.
She painted her house a purplish pink or something?
I resemble that remark. She was arrested on a disorderly intoxication charge. First, she took out her lawnmower and then started riding it up and down the street. This is in the middle of the night. This is like, it started.
Was she drunk?
I just said disorderly intoxication.
Okay. Did she get pulled over like the video of Steve?
No. At about 11:20, calls started coming in to 911 that someone was driving up and down the street on a lawnmower. By the time the police got there, she had put the lawnmower away.
Now, wait. Calls to where?
911.
Okay. So someone calling to report someone riding a lawnmower down the street, 911 is okay?
But not getting your tacos?
But not getting your tacos at Taco Bell from the last show? That's not okay.
Okay, well, the Taco Bell thing was not in Florida.
Well, but clearly the lawnmower
This is Florida 911.
Yeah, this is Florida 911.
Well, I'm sure they get even lesser calls than that.
At any rate, so she put the lawnmower away. Then she stood out in the front yard and started howling like a dog. And then she got into a car and started doing burnouts. She wasn't driving, actually. Some man came over and he was driving, so there was no DUI involved, but... they started doing burnouts on the lawn in their vehicle. The report... No, okay, that's
only in
part.
Florida.
You know what I have to say about this? This is an awfully long story, and it isn't getting anywhere.
She told the neighbors that she was celebrating because it's her birthday, but her birthday isn't until next week.
Well, she's getting a front.
All right. In West Hills, California... Let's see where we are.
Where's
okay,
that?
Time. I don't know. I've never been there.
Simi Valley, Thousand Oaks area.
East of East
North.
Hills?
Yeah.
Well, wherever it is, people are worried about the property values because one of their neighbors has erected a two-story cross on her front lawn.
two-story?
A two-story cross.
What's wrong with that?
It's painted blue and white and has blood-red paint in the areas where Christ's hands and feet would have been nailed. And a crown of thorn encircles the top of the cross.
That's cool.
Inspectors are trying to determine if the cross violates building codes. They don't know whether it should be deemed a sign or a structure.
It almost for sure violates a building code.
Well, no, you can put decorations in your lawn, and it just depends
but it's
on whether the
stories.
I know, but the building code may not specify.
It's a big gnome.
Yeah, the building code. At any rate, it's going to go to court.
Gigantic garden gnome.
The neighbors say that it's an eyesore, should be torn down, and she claims that that's a violation of her right to free speech.
That's right.
Is there a picture of it?
I'd hang a big lawn jockey from it.
There was a picture of it on the website.
Does it look like it's built okay, or is it
when
something
you look
like
haphazardly
put together?
No, it looks like it's built okay. It's just when you look at the picture of the houses from the street, it looks like there's a church behind the street. Like there's a church on the other side of that row of houses.
That doesn't hurt your property values.
Well, at any rate, it's going to go to court, and it is actually expected to be a legal test of religious rights in California.
You know what's
funny? What?
If you have a crack house on the block, nothing they can do about it. They can bust the crack house, but there's nothing the residents can do about it.
Right.
If you put a cross on your front yard, they can take you to court.
Yeah.
God bless the USA.
What if...
What the hell happened while I was sleeping?
What if I have a cross on my front yard and it's on fire?
Then it must be laundry day.
Yeah.
Laundry day?
Yeah. You do the change the sheets.
Oh, Mark. Oh, we're going to get mail.
What?
Well, that's what the question was.
Just answering.
I mean, the whole burning cross thing, you know, we won't get mail about that.
Okay, for the first time ever, deaths linked to prescription drugs now outnumber those from traffic accidents.
Wow.
There were 37,485 deaths were attributed to prescription drug use in 2009. This is the latest statistic we have. While there were 36,284 for car accidents.
How about taking prescription drugs and getting in a car accident?
That's a good question, actually. That is
a very good question.
I'm just wondering.
Well, and then there's like things like we talked about.
I just screwed up this whole deal.
Yeah, you did. You screwed up their study because it's not listed in there.
We talked about on the last show, like Amy Winehouse. You know what? Yeah. Did prescription drugs for a long time.
Yeah.
Died as a result of quitting them. How many of those are included in the...
She died of a drug underdose.
Yeah.
It doesn't say.
Actually, that's true.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, I know.
Live your whole life not going to rehab. And you try and rehab yourself, and it kills you because you...
They have a drug underdose.
Drug underdose.
The biggest offenders here are OxyContin, Valium, and Xanax.
OxyContin. People dropping dead all over the place.
I didn't even know people still took Valium.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like you hear about it all the time.
Well...
They're all too mellow to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't talk about it much.
One of the biggest bumps in the statistics actually are children that are getting into their, like small children, that are getting into their parents' medicine chests and taking all these, you know, brightly colored pills, thinking, oh, you know, Flintstone
Skittles
vitamins.
Party.
Yeah. Kids that aren't like, you know, you're not talking about teenagers, you're talking about 6-year-olds that are.
You know what? You know, if you think about it, can you imagine like pills that are brightly colored or are different types that are like pink or blue? Like Valiums, pink, blue, yellow. Kids look at those. They look like they're some kind of candy.
They look like nerds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they look like nerds, exactly.
They actually took, and I've had these. I bought them. I bought a bottle of them when they came out, but Tylenol actually took them off the market. They had a fruit-flavored capsule, a pill. Not a capsule, a pill, a tablet.
Oh.
And you pop it in your mouth, it tastes like fruit-flavored. Mm. And, you know, parents started saying, well, wait a minute, what if my kid gets a hold of this and it tastes like fruit? They're going to take a million Tylenol and blow out their liver. Because
maybe
they tasted good, so
they
took them off
on the shelf.
They took them off the market.
When they were red and yellow, they were brightly colored.
Yes, they were.
Dude, I remember when pills were mostly red or white.
The white ones sent you up,
and the
red
ones
send you
down.
Okay, in Orange County.
Pill made you larger.
We're in Orange County.
A Laguna Niguel woman,
right here.
Wow, we might have seen this.
You might have. Although, you know, I looked at her picture and I'm thinking, really? She was arrested for having sex with teenage members of her son's youth hockey team while throwing sleepover parties.
They didn't tell.
Actually, one of them did.
What an idiot. Wow. You know what?
Was all this guy on an airline flying across the country somewhere?
All his friends right now are going, you idiot.
Apparently she would
vacate his seat because the plane was filling up?
Yeah. Apparently she would provide alcohol for these sleepover parties for the hockey team.
How old are these kids?
Well, the first victim says was under 16 years old, but the rest were over.
The first victim.
You know, one of my friend's moms, and she was a hot mom, MILF cougar type, and I wouldn't have called myself a victim. At like 17, are you kidding? I was trying to get in any girl's pants that would let me.
So is this a case of like one guy spoiled it for everybody?
Yes.
I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm just saying I'm surprised a teenage boy turned in a woman for sleeping with him.
This guy's going to come walking out of the shower to the locker room and 22 bars of soap and towels.
Yeah.
They're just going to whoop the crap out of him.
Okay, the next story actually gave me a little chuckle because I'm sort of getting this like audio-visual effect in my head while I'm, you know, like I'm imagining this going on.
Don't take the acid.
And this is in
Florida.
A marauding gang of cross-dressing bandits.
Okay.
Stand accused of stealing thousands of dollars worth of filmy fabrics, sequins, feather boas, and other accessories from stores across Florida.
That's awesome.
I'm quoting here. It's a whole gang of drag queens, said Amanda Marshall.
Priscilla, queen of the desert.
The manager of... Huh?
Said who?
Amanda Marshall, manager of Joanne Fabrics in Orlando. Police arrested three of the gang. And apparently the three, when they were taken into the police station for their mugshots, became enraged when they were told to take off their wigs.
We're a month out for a big time for closet crossdressers.
Yeah. Are they going to send them to the men's facility or the women's facility?
Because about ten days out from Halloween, they can go do all their shopping.
Yeah, really.
Absolutely.
Another employee of Joanne Fabrics said, it's like they're stocking up for Drag Queen Armageddon up in here.
Drag Queen Armageddon.
But I'm just, you know, I'm looking at the story, I'm getting this visual of like a horde of drag queens, and they're like, oh my God, oh, look at this one.
Did they get...
I must have this.
Did they get the ringleader, RuPaul?
I used to watch that show, RuPaul's Drag Race. It was actually quite good.
And look at her shoes.
Well, RuPaul... Okay. As a guy, I wouldn't have even known it was RuPaul, because I've never seen RuPaul look anything but like a woman. So then I see this thing, I'm like, well, who's the dude? Who's the kind of dude with the flashy style? Oh, crap, it's RuPaul.
Okay,
let's see.
We've beat that one dead.
Yes, we beat that one to death. What did I do?
Oh, no. No, Mr. Ben.
Oh, wow, we're out of time. Okay. Crap.
Pick a good one.
Okay, yeah, I got to do one more, but we got to go to...
That was a big story she just went by. That thing was 12 pages long.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Okay.
In South Park, Pennsylvania.
South Park.
South Park.
Two women on a
they
shopping trip...
They killed Kenny.
And two women on a Every shopping show. Trip were rushed to a hospital after the car crashed into a house on Tuesday afternoon. She was making a U-turn in a cul-de-sac, which she does quite often, and lost control of the vehicle and veered off the road over a wall into a house.
Boy, was that a car crash.
Now, these are two, they're not elderly, but I think they're, I don't remember, it doesn't say exactly, I cut the story off halfway through. I think they were in their 60s. Unfortunately, the problem is that this isn't the first time this woman has done this. She's not under the influence, she just can't drive. And it was the same house. She's gone through this guy's bathroom twice.
Wow.
She likes him.
The homeowner says, the first time it happened, my daughter's car was parked right here, and the lady actually ran the car into the hallway off the wall. The second time, she just went over the wall and right into the bathroom.
She had to pee.
And this is a nice guy, because he said that he wasn't really upset. He understands that it's just an accident.
But I'm glad I wasn't on the toilet.
And he's going to fix his house. That's no problem. And he said, but I think it might be time for her to give up her license.
You know, it's funny saying that this person wasn't intoxicated. With a guy who at the time seemed to me like he had umpteen years, he had like 12 years, I was a newcomer. We were going out to some meeting in San Fernando Valley, and we went through Hollywood on the way there, and he wanted to drive down the street so he could do weird things, like roll down his window and look out at girls and say, "Hey, honey, where you been all my life?" And I'm like, "Really? Really?" But we get pulled over for drunk driving. And the cop is looking at us, and you know how they always separate you, the two people? How much you had to drink tonight? And I'm like, "I haven't had anything to drink. Matter of fact, I've got 43 days, and we're going to an AA meeting." And he goes, "How much has he had to drink?" And I said, "No, he hasn't drank in like 12 years." The guy goes, "No, really, how much he had to drink?" I go, "No, he's just a shitty driver." I said, "We drove out here by Braille on the freeway." I said, "That's just the way he drives."
Oh, and that's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Shelley, what's the other topic we have?
Heck if I know. Mark's the guy with the topics tonight.
Heck if I know.
Heck if I know.
Back to the text message.
Back to the deal. God texted you. What did he say?
No, shout out to Ira.
Yep. Ira sent me a couple tonight. Don't leave before the miracle happens.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's kind of funny because two shows in a row we've had topics that the topic is one of the type of sayings that we bagged on a few weeks ago in the thing Say What? Like all the program sayings you're tired of hearing. There you go. Don't leave before the miracle happens. Yeah. What do you think about that, Mark? How do you want to approach that?
Yeah, Mark, you approach it.
People have a tendency to cut out, you know, get to meetings late, leave early.
I used to do that.
Don't listen to the message. Don't look for the value in the meetings.
Look for the differences instead of the similarities.
Yep. I've taken many sponsees to meetings where on the drive home afterwards they've talked about how they didn't get anything out of the meeting. And I'm not really sure how that can happen. But I see a lot of people who at about quarter after, suddenly disappear.
I've seen it happen with people that, like, and I guess they're trying to be considerate to the meeting, but, like, they're going to go outside and text or something. And it's, I've actually literally seen this where someone's having an issue and they're having a problem with something. And they go outside to text or something or to go to the bathroom. At the moment they leave, invariably someone shares something that's like directly like what they were having a problem with. And I'm like, wow, that probably would have really benefited you to hear that.
Yeah, you should have been there.
And you didn't hear it.
Yeah.
And also it's like about leaving the program before the miracle happens. You know, for me, many times I did it. I left the program before I even got anywhere near my ninth step, which is where the ninth step, partway through the ninth step, is where they pretty much guarantee you you're going to start feeling some of the promises. And yeah. It's like I never got to that point. I would always lead before that miracle happened for me.
But let me ask you a question about that. If you don't leave, is the miracle just that you stayed?
Well, clearly.
Because if you left, the miracle couldn't have happened because you're out.
And does anyone hear it?
If a tree falls in the woods.
Yeah. Shelley, what do you think?
I think it has a couple of layers to it, actually.
Oh, tell us.
I mean,
peel the onion.
It sounded vaguely naughty.
Sweet.
I think that, you know, don't leave before the miracle happens.
I'm going to go as an onion on Halloween.
Jeez, I've just sent him off on a tangent.
You're already making me cry.
Oh, jeez, Louise. At any rate, you know.
How many more onion jokes can we do in 20 seconds?
You know, if the promises haven't started coming true in your life, obviously you haven't gotten to that point. You haven't gotten to the miracle point yet, so if you leave, then you'll never know. But if they haven't started coming true in your life, then maybe, I mean, for me, the don't leave before the miracle happens relates more to the steps. Don't leave the steps before the miracle happens. People start working the steps. Oh, yeah, I'm really going to do this, blah, blah, blah. They get through 1, 2, 3. They get to 4. Wham. Hit a wall. And then they leave.
Isn't that funny how that happens?
The miracle happens on the other side of 4. You have to get through 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have to get into 9. Once you start getting into your mends, then things start to get a little bit better because you've started offloading some of that. You know, don't leave working the steps off right in the middle because you won't get to the miracle.
I got to play devil's advocate on that one.
I had before you said, I had no promises come true before I started working the steps. I was in absolute misery, and it was all I could do to just sit in the meeting.
I had several miracles before. I had a miracle before I ever worked the steps. You know, the fact that I was going to a meeting and staying sober to me was a miracle. You know, I couldn't go one day without getting loaded, and even when I was in that 7-day period of, ooh, you got to call your sponsor every day for 7 days, and he's going to decide if he'll sponsor you. I mean, the fact that I stayed 7 days was a miracle, but I started getting a promise when I got a good handle on my third step, because I didn't have any spirituality at all. And once I got to where I was getting that, which I hadn't had for years, I was getting that in my third step, that, you know, I began to get some serenity in my life before I ever got to some of the other steps. So, I mean, for me, I got some of my stuff before I got through 4 and 5. I mean, the book says, at least the big book says, you'll get them when you're about, you'll be amazed before you're halfway through, meaning step 9. You'll know a new freedom and a new happiness and not regret the past in which I shut the door on it, blah, 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 blah. But I got the miracle of a higher power in step 3.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's crap. I mean, not that whole thing. But you
okay.
know what I... You know what I think is crap, actually?
Shelley doesn't think my program works very well.
No, no, no. Okay, I totally misspoke that.
I'm completely dry.
Please tune in next week to Bruce's fourth step.
Yeah. According to Shelley.
No, when you said the period, the first week period where you're supposed to call your sponsor for 7 days, then they'll decide if they want to sponsor you. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've done that to sponsees, and I've heard it done with lots of people, and I think it's crap. It's nowhere in the book. There has absolutely no basis in any kind of program, anything. There's absolutely no reason for it. If you agree to, if somebody asks you to sponsor them and you say, okay, I'll sponsor you, you do your job. You don't wait 7 days.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No. You know what the 7 days is for? Because most guys that ask you to be their sponsor, just like, or girls, just right off the, oh, will you be my sponsor? You get a really good idea if they're even serious, if they'll even call you. If they won't even call you 7 days in a row, how well do you think they're going to work on anything else you tell them?
It's the actually most, the first direction you give
the
them.
The most basic direction you could give them. Call
That's
me
what
every
I've been
day
giving.
For 7 days.
It doesn't seem to do
days.
Any good.
It's the first direction you give them as your sponsor, as their sponsor.
Yeah. And if they can't follow that, they're not going to follow really anything you tell them.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
How are
opinion.
They going to bring you good gifts if they can't even follow that direction?
But show me where in the book that it says that to do that.
It doesn't. It says that in the sponsor handbook.
What sponsor handbook?
Oh, no wonder all your people are going out.
You suck.
You haven't read the sponsor handbook?
You haven't had the sponsor handbook?
No.
Oh, my God.
There is no sponsor handbook.
You know what,
they
though?
Gave it to me when I was 7
there
years.
There should be.
There is there a sponsor handbook. It's called the Big Book.
There should be a sponsor. We should write a sponsor
we should,
handbook.
Shelley,
we
should
do
write
a show.
The sponsor
we should
outside
do a show
issue.
On the sponsor handbook.
Oh, my God.
Outside issue.
Okay, still. So.
Yeah.
We got off on a tangent because of me, sorry.
It's okay.
We're gone for a moment. We're back.
It's okay, Shelley. Don't leave before the miracle happens.
I'm not going anywhere. I've actually had several periods of miracles. It's just you know my life. I tend to go up and down and up and down, and you know good things happen and
it's the roller coaster of recovery.
Yeah, I just do that. I part of that is because I play with my meds sometimes and
wow,
and then things happen.
Skittles party.
No, I don't play with them that way. I just stop taking them.
Wow.
Oh, you know, I'm going against the part in the book, Big Book, where it says we should listen to our doctors.
Yeah. So you should make use of them. I love that in the Big Book. Many of them give freely of their services. Really?
No, they don't.
None of my doctors
always,
are free.
I always listen to my doctor. Even when my doctor was Dr. Demento.
Yeah. Fish heads, roly poly, fish heads.
Fish heads, fish heads. Eat them up. Yum.
You know, there's people out there right now that are like, what? Because I don't know if Dr. Demento was all
over
the place.
Everybody under, like, 38.
Yeah.
Just kind of went, what?
Yeah. And people in other countries are like, what the hell are they talking about? We got people right now in, like, Bhopal that are listening going, I'm not knowing what they're talking about.
Go to YouTube.com and look up Dr. Demento.
A little bit of heaven, 94.7.
Oh, you know what? It probably has stuff,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I'll bet it does. YouTube's got everything.
So, Shelley, what would your final words on the subject, don't leave before the miracle happens, be?
Oh, I don't know. You know, plant your butt in a seat and just wait. Because do your steps, listen to your sponsor, do what you're supposed to do. Even if you're freaking miserable, because there were lots of times when I was miserable. And I just hung on until I got to the point of surrender when I stopped fighting and things started to get a little bit better. But, it takes a little while and you have to actually work the steps and get through it.
Ooh, good one. Kudos. Mark, what are your final words on the subject be?
Keep coming back, it works.
Kudos. mine would be that the miracle of recovery is at hand. Reach out and grab it. And don't leave before it happens
touch.
For you. Reach
somebody's
out and touch faith.
Hand. Make this world a better place if you can.
Wow, that isn't where I was going at all, but that's okay. Reach out and touch faith. Shelly.
We're in a much more serene place than you.
Yeah, clearly. Mine is a beat. What guys back east have a beat? He's got the beat.
He's got the beat. He's got the beat.
He's got the beat.
Yeah, he's got
the beat.
He's the white meat. Oh, jeez. That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
The city of bromance.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
He's one of my bromosexual buddies.
And you can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post.
The subscription prescription.
You can also get to his website by going to recovery101.net.
That's us.
And he will, if you click on the banner, then you can read his publication. Well, I totally messed that up. At any rate, also inquire about franchise opportunities. Did I already say that?
No.
Okay.
Sure we said that last time.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Okay. I'm done now.
Perfect. Mark, do we have any friends online?
We do. That would be in the rooms at intherooms.com.
.com.
You can go up to intherooms.com. You can get there the same way you get to the 12-Step Gazette. You can go up onto our site and go click the banner, and it'll take you to In the Rooms.
Lovely.
Once you get there, you can put up a profile in the Facebook of Recovery sort of site.
Yes.
And once you put up a profile, you can enter the...
There's like 12 million years of recovery on there.
Yeah, I know.
30 days at a time.
Yeah, I was going to say 48 million people with 90 days. So, anyway, you can enter the A of your choice, gently.
With protection.
And... they have chat rooms and speaker tapes and online meetings. And you can go to Friends of Recovery 101.
Yes.
Which would be us. And you can listen to the show while you search the site. And it is all absolutely positively cheap.
Free, even.
There you go.
Don't forget Recovery Idol. Now, you heard at the beginning of the show, you heard Fran's. If you listen regularly, you've heard Brandon's. And if you listen in the past, you heard Teddy's. Now, we're looking. You think you can do better than those guys? Send it on in, and we will play it. I guarantee we will play it. As evidenced by the last few shows, we will play them. So,
play them.
Send them in. Make them 30 to 60 seconds. You can have them say whatever you want, but it's got to have the words Recovery 101 in it because, yes, it is a jingle. You can send that in to any of our email addresses, which are recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, or recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And if you'd like to join the crack staff, that's right, the crack advertising staff, not the staff that smokes crack, but the crack advertising staff, you can send those into recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. If you'd like to advertise with us, you can contact us any way you damn well please.
Right.
Smoke signals, flags, you know, whatever. We will talk to you about advertising on this fine, fine excuse for recovery program.
Fine.
We've got emails. No, I already said that.
Emails.
Got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
We sure as hell don't. Shelley, who is the lead out music by?
AJ's Clean, our band of the month.
Outstanding. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.